Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you liked the show. The show was a live event. The show took place on the spot. And so it turned out longer than it should have been. And it probably is not going to be that long ever again, unless it is a reason behind it. And there's a reason for everything. There's a reason for all decisions. Unless there's another reason behind that, then more likely, 9 times out of 10, it's not going to happen that way again. It's not going to happen that way again. And I wish I can say that about a lot of things, but some things are just out of my control. Some things are something that I just have to go with the flow. I'm not necessarily opposed to going with the flow. I am learning how to, what's the word, relax. I am learning. I am getting there on far as being able to just let the variables be variables. Yet, there's some things that just baffles me. And baffles not the right word, but we're just going to go with baffle for now. There's some things that just irk me. And there's some things that just make me scratch my head. Just make me scratch my head. I want to shake it, but I just got to scratch it. I want to shake it, but I just got to scratch it, because scratching it makes it feel weird. Scratching it just makes it feel weird. And feeling weird seems like the thing to do, because at this present time and what's happening and what's going on now, it's weird. So just got to continue this weird phenomenon and just let the weirdness take hold. Just let the weirdness be weird while I sit back and just wonder why. Why is this happening? Why is this happening? Why? And I have a certain level of respect, a high, I hold in high regards of pedestrians, bikers, and people who ride bicycles. I am a staunch advocate for people who ride bicycles and sharing the road with them. I even suggest that they have a different set of rules. I even suggest that they have a different set of rules where they can just go and do things as they please, while the rest of us in vehicles just should watch out for. And this is not bikers, but bicyclists. Bikers, on the other hand, they are just maybe a half notch below. And yet they still, I believe, should be treated just like bicyclists, but not to that level. Bikers will have to follow the road rules, but they should get the benefit of the doubt always and most of the time. Always or most and most of the time. Either or. You choose. Bicyclists, as I was saying, just let them be. Just let them flow and just let it be an art. Let it be an art form. We're just going with this flow, like, woo, it's flowing. Flow. They should have that freedom. We shouldn't make it a science. We shouldn't make it some kind of order for them to follow, or some kind of rule set that should be their guide. Just let it all flow and just let it all go. Just flow out. Go out. And that would be the thing to do for them. Now, pedestrians, on the other hand, this is tricky, because I've mentioned on several occasions how I feel about pedestrians, and pedestrians have the right of way no matter what. pedestrians have the right of way no matter what. So I'm guessing they would technically fall under the category of bicyclists. But when a pedestrian and a bicyclist meet, what happens? That's the question. That's the question for a different day. And I'm not going to say rain check, because we are not going to go back to that. We'll go back to it when that comes about, or when you bring it up and we have this long, deep, intellectual conversation about that. And we go back and forth between the arts and the sciences of the situation. But until then, we're just going to store it in the front of our frontal lobe. And we're just going to put it there and just let it hang out there for the time being. And I have this deep, deep feeling for pedestrians. They have the right of way. And as you know, I had my pedestrian encounter where I thought that I was going to get hit. I thought that it was going to be pretty. And you can go back and review that if you like. But yeah, I told my pedestrian story. So I understand this pedestrian thing. I get the pedestrian thing. I believe the pedestrian have the right of way regardless, no matter what. It's a human versus an object. Human, object, human, heavy object. Heavy object, like a vehicle, car. Still don't know where that's going to come down with the bicycle, or bicyclist and the pedestrian. That's to be determined. TBD. Yet, everything excluding that, pedestrian. And the reason that I'm somewhat revisiting this, but not necessarily revisiting, but the reason I'm bringing it up, because I've had my encounter with a pedestrian. And I just had to give you this highlight, or these highlights of my views of pedestrians and bicyclists and people who ride bikes, bikers, and different stuff, so you can know this. But you already knew this because I spoke this non-verbally, and we have this special bond of communication that we share amongst each other. But this is for the noobs. Once again, this is for the noobs. And when the noobs gain this level that we have amongst ourselves, then there'll come a time where I'm not going to have to say it. But then there are going to be more noobs and more noobs. And so I'm going to have to continue to repeat it and say it just for the noobs. But everybody else, you know, I know, we know, noobs now know. Well, that's my take on that and pedestrians. And so I had this encounter with these pedestrians where I'm trying to make a right turn onto the street. And there's a four-way stoplight. The light is green, and therefore I can go straight. I can make a left, or I can make a right. And there's also the crosswalk, walkway, that goes, that basically goes from, yeah, there's this crosswalk that crosses the street that I want to turn on, and a crosswalk that crosses in front of me, being originally stopped at the light, but the light's green. Well, there's these two pedestrians that are walking from that's walking down the crosswalk, because they have the walk sign, and you're a car and you want to turn right. So you have to yield for the pedestrians. You have to yield for the pedestrians because they have the walk sign. But the pedestrian walkway that's crossing my path or my vehicle, there's the, you know, the stop or the red hand that don't cross this and that, because that traffic is still, you know, moving and still flowing and still coming, because, hey, they have the green light. They have the green light. So I am just doing what it do, got my music playing. I'm not making my chest pop. I'm not dancing. I'm not singing. I'm just kind of just letting my music play, and I'm just absorbing. I'm just mentally absorbing my music, and I'm just focused. I'm just focused. I'm thinking. I'm absorbing my music. I got my blinker on because I always use my blinker. I don't want to force anybody else to strengthen their mind reading game, because I only want to be the one with the strongest mind reading game. I want my mind reading game to be in the elite. I want to be an expert when it comes to mind reading game. Therefore, I'm going to use my blinker. Therefore, I'm going to use everything else so other people's mind reading game can't get stronger, can't be strengthened. I don't want that to happen. I want to be number one. I want to be the best. I want to be an expert. So I am not going to contribute. I'm not going to help others get their mind reading game on point. I'm not going to do it. You can look to other people for that. Me, nope, not happening. So I got my blinker on and I'm wanting to turn right. But these two pedestrians, the only two pedestrians in a crosswalk, and they're crossing, and they're coming towards me. I want to turn right, and they're coming down, meaning they're coming from the other end, walking towards me, but only in the crosswalk. So I have a blinker on, and I am about going, because the light's green, and I'm getting ready to turn. Yet, for whatever reason, the one pedestrian just felt that I want to cross the street the other side too. My philosophy, my point of view, the pedestrian has the right of way. No matter how I feel personally, no matter what it is, no matter how somebody else feel, no matter what it be or what it truly is, you know, reality, I'm not about to hit a human. I'm not about to hit anybody. I can wait. I can just let this person just do what they want to do, because it's a pedestrian. Pedestrian has the right of way. I am driving a vehicle. I am driving a car. I don't want to hit nobody. I'm not going to hit anybody. So that pedestrian just looked at me and they just kept walking across the street. I had to just stop, not necessarily slam on brakes because I wasn't going really fast. I just stopped, looked at him, was like, okay, so you're going to do this. We're going to do this. Fine. Go. I don't care. I'm not going to hit you. Just walk. Just walk. And then I'm looking at his buddy. I'm like, you want to walk too? Hey, come on, you should walk. And his buddy was looking at me like, I am sorry. I am not going to walk. He can keep on walking. While he was walking across the street, I was making sure that he knew that I had the green light. No, I didn't blow my horn because I didn't want to startle him. No, I didn't blow my horn because I didn't want the people behind me to just get all angry and mad. I wanted to keep the situation down. I didn't want anybody to get leveled up. I didn't want anybody to turn up. I didn't want any crazy rah-rah kind of stuff going on, or cray-cray kind of stuff. So I just looked at him. We made eye contact, and I just pointed at my light. And I said, look. Just kept my finger up in the air, and I just pointed at the light with a smile on my face. I was not angry. I was not mad. I was just like, you know you're wrong. And me making eye contact and pointing back at the light so he can turn and maybe look at the light too, I was just letting him know that one of us is wrong here. but pedestrians always right. So you figure out who's wrong. You figure out who's wrong. I am just happy and glad that I wasn't driving fast. I'm just happy and glad that I have the belief system that I have. I'm just happy and glad that you didn't hop up on my car and just started flipping out, because the way that he was looking at me when I was just pointing back at the light and just smiling, he was looking at me like it was time to go. He was looking at me like I done did something evil. He was looking at me like I was just the bad guy. Yet I am letting you go. Yet I am saying you have the right of way. Yet I am telling your buddy to go to, but your buddy's waving me and telling me to go. So after you finish crossing, I'm going to go because he told me to go. And if he didn't tell me to go, I would have just stayed there so he can go too, because that's the kind of person I am. I'm a stand up guy. I fight for the little guy. I believe that one of us was wrong, and I'm not going to say who. Just remember, the pedestrian always have the right of way. I'm not going to say who was wrong, but once again, the pedestrian always have the right of way. And you know who else always have the right of way? Greg Popovich. Greg Popovich always has the right of way. He can pop off. He can say whatever he like. He can say whatever he want. I might agree with it. I might disagree with it. Most of the time I'm agree with it, but it is Coach Pop. I am a believer. He is one of the greatest, the best coach in the game. So when he say something, I'm going to listen. When he say something, I'm going to listen. When he tell me something's happening and I don't see it happening, I'm going to believe. When has Greg Popovich ever led me or did anything that I had to question and say, I don't know there, Coach Pop, but I think you're wrong. I don't know there, Coach Pop, but you sound like a bad guy. I don't know there, Coach Pop, but you're an evil man. No, not Coach. Coach always, well, for the most part, Coach always leads me down the right path. Coach Popovich always tell me the right thing. So when he says that a certain player maybe a little bit dirty, and he give me reasons why he might be dirty, yet I don't think this time he was dirty, I'm going to question myself. I am going to question my point of view. I'm going to question my feelings, and I'm going to go with Coach Popovich, because Coach knows and he sees things. He is one of, if not the best coach in the game right now, and one of the greatest coaches to coach. Definitely in the top hierarchy, and definitely in the top hierarchy. So when he says something, I'm going to listen. When he tells me something is true, when I don't think it's true, because my own personal feelings say it might not be true, hey, I'm new to this. I'm a noob. I am a noob. I'm new to this. I can admit that. I am okay admitting that. But Coach Pop, he is an expert. Coach Pop, he is one of the best. Coach Pop, when he talks, I listen. When he says go, I go. When he says this, it is this. When he says that, it's that. It is Coach Greg Popovich. Really, do I need to say more? Exactly.